Testing 1, 2. Hello, Lucien here.
Oh, who are these people?
My Sapper Red.
My internet friend.
Is that the KFC guy?
The black. In the dance.
Five to the people.
Hey, this is Jules.
Broadcasting across the internet.
This is the final season of the JL Show.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the latest episode of the JL Show. I'm Lucien, and I will be joined over the course of this episode by special guests including Johannes, Callum, Killian, Dobie, and more. We did such a long show tonight that we're going to actually be releasing it as a two-part episode. This is part one. At the very start, we will also be playing the special content, our interview, brief interview with our good friend Jules, who came to visit us this week. So enjoy, and make sure to stay tuned for part two coming soon.
That's my bandage.
All right. Owen, where are we?
We're at a
watering hole, yeah?
Yes, we are at a watering hole.
And nobody's going to guess who we're here with. We're here with some of our best friends from the world of the podcast.
I assume you're going to make a pun on the name Jules.
Is there a way to make a pun on the name Jules?
That's funny, I assume you're going to.
Well, nonetheless, we're here with our good friend Jules from across the country. Jules.
Go!
Jules, introduce yourself to the listeners of our podcast.
Talk to us.
Hey, this is Jules here.
Callum is on the
show. I don't really know what to say.
Yeah.
Hi.
Where are you from?
I'm from Dublin, Glasnevin in Dublin. And I've come up to Galway for a few days and met up with Lucien, my internet friend.
And Owen.
And Owen.
And Callum.
And Callum.
Some miscellaneous acquaintances.
Yes, some acquaintances.
People who aren't on the cards.
Yes. Yeah, it's a really interesting experience. I've never met them before, so it was really nice to meet them in person. Yeah. So far, I'm enjoying my time in Galway. Yeah.
Great.
Seems like a really nice place.
Yeah. Enjoy it while you can.
Well, everybody, that was Jules. Very exciting to hear from a friend of the show, of course. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Halloween special of the JL Show. I'm joined today by Daz Clifford.
Yep.
By Shane. And by a silent ghost that lurks in the shadows of the hangout. His name is Johannes. We know little of him, but he's there.
German has a very attractive brother, and yeah, that's about it.
And he's watching us at all times.
Or listening. He might not be watching us.
Yeah. So, guys, it's Halloween tomorrow. Tell me about your plans for the big day. This is my favorite holiday.
Have none yet. Might be going to a college rugby match. Hey, I like to keep my options open. I got a bag of chips.
So tell us some great Halloween stories from your, you know, USA childhood, because I'm sure you've got some fascinating experiences from October 31st.
I remember one time my dad got a load of fireworks. I just let them off in the street with my neighbor who was a cop. Like, they don't really care. He even pulled out his gun at one point.
Ooh.
Nearly shot it, but I didn't go.
And, I don't know. What's trick-or-treating like in America? Is it as bad as it looks on TV?
It's great. Well, I remember it being great.
Did you ever go into, like, apartment blocks and go around and, like, walk into people's TV shows and, like, oh, there's kids at the door. Let's throw, you know,
that acid never happened. On them. I don't think that happened, no.
No? Okay.
I wanted to segue with Eric Raj yesterday.
Fun.
Yeah. Girl, he was just, wasn't even in Taylor, so no one knows why he was there. Yeah. My brother came in there. I was wondering when I was talking to myself.
Very nice.
Yeah. Anyone else watching the big sports game right now?
It's on the other side of a glass window, and I have no intention of making it any more.
Nothing better than third or fourth playoffs. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they really are a lot of fun. All right, here is a Halloween ghost story. Enjoy, everybody.
Can't wait.
All right. Let's... Are you guys down? Okay. Bleeding sink.
Scary already.
I found it extremely annoying that one of the bathrooms on my dorm was permanently closed, especially since the cause was an urban legend. An urban legend, I tell you. This sounds sort of like No Locky the Doors in our school, but anyway. According to the story, years and years ago, some guy got himself massively drunk at a bar in downtown Helena and had passed out in the bathroom on the fourth floor. Apparently, he hit his head on the sink as he fell, and his blood had spattered the sink as he slid senseless to the floor and silently hemorrhaged to death. His death was considered a sad accident by faculty, staff, and townspeople. But that was no reason to shut up the bathroom for decades. I completely discounted the story of the bleeding sink. That was just an urban legend the students circulated to explain the locked door. I'm sick of sharing a bathroom with you disgusting lot, I grumbled to my roommate. I'm going to break into the fourth floor bathroom. My roommate's eyes widened. Don't you know that bathroom is haunted, he exclaimed. The bloodstains on the sink are as fresh today as they were when the accident happened back in the 1960s, and sometimes you can hear the boy moaning as his life ebbs away on the bathroom floor. Romantic twaddle, I snapped. My granny lives in a haunted castle in Scotland with ghost stories that would make your hair stand on end. She'd laugh at me if she found out I ignored a perfectly good bathroom because of a few bloodstains. Besides, the maintenance staff told me the bathroom was shut up pending renovations. No big deal. You'll be sorry, my roommate said darkly. I ignored him. He was just sore because I'd lumped him in with the disgusting lot of fellows who'd mucked up the bathroom on my floor. To continue.
Very riveting.
You'll be sorry. You'd think someone would teach them to pick up their dirty clothes and clean the sink once in a while. When the dorm quieted down for the night, which wasn't until late, I hurried up to the fourth floor with a bit of wire I'd purchased at a local hardware store.
Fine, can I stop it there? Shane, thank you for liking my Instagram picture. Carry on.
My little brother and I had become expert lock pickers over the years, since our mother had a bad habit of locking her keys into the house or the car at least once a week. With all that experience, the lock on the bathroom door gave me no problems. The bathroom was rather old-fashioned in appearance and had a disused air. There was dust in the corners and a spider web drooped from the ceiling. But I heard no unearthly groaning, no mysterious footsteps. I carefully inspected the sink, the walls, and the floor. Other than a smallish orange dislocation on the sink, there was no blood anywhere. Ha! So much for urban legends. There was probably something in the water that caused discoloration over time. I turned a tap experimentally, sure that the maintenance staff had shut off the water long ago. To my surprise, water gushed forth instantly. I smiled. Well, well, it looked like I had a bathroom to myself after all. I carefully locked the door behind me when I left. I got up late the next morning, and I had the downstairs bathroom all to myself. So it wasn't until evening, when everyone was back at the dorm, crowding in and out of the bathrooms, that I slipped away to use the locked-up facilities. It was still early in the evening, and I made sure no one was around before I headed to the abandoned bathroom. With a few twists of the wire, I opened the lock. As I stepped inside, the air temperature plummeted 20 degrees or more, and my nose was hit by the pungent, strong smell of fresh blood. A second later, I saw the blood-spattered sink. Bright red gore was everywhere, on the porcelain, on the walls, oozing down the sides of the sink, and hovering before it, his feet. A good 6 inches off the ground was the luminous form of a college-aged boy wearing old-fashioned clothes in the style of the 1960s. His forehead had a disfiguring dent smashed into it, and blood was dripping down his face. As I gaped at him, horrified and frozen in terror, he turned and looked at me. Then he held out a blood-stained hand. His eyes were desperate, pleading for help, and I heard a low moaning sound coming from between his blood-stained lips. The sound raised every hair on my body and made the skin prickle in sheer cold horror. I backpedaled fiercely, my legs scrambling to get away, while my head and eyes remained fixed on the ghost on the bloody sink. A drop of red blood fell from his outstretched hand as I stared at him. Then the momentum of my legs carried me through the door, which slammed shut behind me, and the hot, pungent smell of fresh blood followed me through the halls and down the staircases, until I was outside into the chilly air of autumn, breathing deeply. My knees shook so bad I fell onto the nearest patch of grass, stomach heaving. Oh, Lord, the ghost was real! No wonder they kept the place locked up. I lay on the grass for a long time, ignoring the chill in the air. This was a natural chill which comforted, not that unnatural chill that had frightened me upstairs. I breathed in and out, watching the stars above me, bright even through the campus lights. I took comfort from the huge, clear expanse of sky, but I still felt reluctant to go back inside that haunted building. I shuddered once from head to toe. Oh, how my granny would laugh if she knew her big, brave grandson was too scared to go back inside a haunted dormitory. It was the thought of granny that got me back on my feet and upstairs to my room, but I didn't care what granny or anyone else thought of me. I was never going back to the fourth floor bathroom. Once was enough.
Whoa.
That was not as good a story as I expected, and it was so long.
So I kind of blanked out. I don't know if you realize, but I went down and I got orange juice.
Very nice.
Yeah.
So can you guys hear me now?
Yeah, we can.
Yeah, first time he's ever talked on the pod.
Well, on a hangout. He's been on it in person before. He was on the episode Old Scotland Patriots.
Wow.
How do you remember the name?
I remember all the names. We did a quiz before. If you give me any episode title, I can tell you the number. Over 220 episodes. I'm really good at it.
Can you tell us the team of the...
Larry Bird can do that with, like, plays and stuff.
What, Johannes?
Can you tell us what the episode was about, though?
Old Scotland Patriots. Well, you were on it, and Daz was on it, and Killian was on it, and David Robb was on it, I think. And
oh, man.
The Super Bowl was that week, which is what the Old Scotland Patriots was a reference to. And you and Dara sang Dayman at the end, and I cut it out
with
some horrible the closing music, which I put over. That's what I remember about that episode. I don't know the number of it, though. I guess it was 169, I think.
I remember making an effort to be on that one.
Yes, it was 169, Old Scotland Patriots.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, I remember laughing about that before.
It says here, special guests Killian, Dara, and Johannes join Luke, Owen, and Shane for the new episode, talking Super Bowl, Senator Chuck Grassley, the 2.5 Men finale, school suspensions over the one ring, the new brand of Percy Pig sweets, and Kean Siggins' national television appearance. There you go.
God, that 2.5 Men finale was just dreadful.
That is one of the worst hours of television in history, I would say. Have you done the French comprehension about the bullying of the Jewish boy by the Muslims?
I've also not started my English essay.
Oh yeah, I did that today. No, the French comprehension is absolutely horrible. I have it here for everybody to have a look at. It's called Le Scandale du Lycée Montaigne. And it is a comprehension about basically a Jewish boy who was being horrendously bullied by these two Maghrebians. They were, you know, beating him up, and he got a muscular tear, and then he got depressed, and he was sent to a psychologist. And basically the local sort of anti-bullying and the sort of Jewish community were trying to get these guys expelled, and the school did nothing about it. It's a really, really miserable story.
How do you know what muscle tear is in French?
Because I looked it up. Déchirure musculaire. Now you could kind of guess. You could guess. If it was an injury and it has muscular in it, like, it's probably muscular, muscle tear. Like, but
Hulk Hogan tore his bicep trying to lift onto the giant.
This is the hardest comprehension I've ever done in French. And, I mean, my dad speaks French, and I asked him to help me with this, and he couldn't do it. It's impossible. It's really difficult. So,
I dislike Miss McConnell so much.
Mm-hmm. Like, so any of any so Johannes, you have any good Halloween stories from your childhood to share with us?
No.
Oh, no one does.
Spooky though. Okay. Inside of all of us is a spooky skeleton.
That's just bad.
Yeah. Just oh bad. No. Well, one time I was trick-or-treating and the nasty guy put a stink bomb in my bag and I got home and it was like everything was ruined. But I mean, that's not a great story, but it's the most interesting thing that's happened to me, so.
I was seeing all those posts about, like, hey, if you see this in your child's trick-or-treating bag, don't let me eat it. Drugs. Like, that has never happened. No one's going to give away drugs. It's very expensive.
I just saw a picture of a very good Halloween costume.
Okay.
Am I allowed to say the teacher's name? It's referring to her son.
Wait, what?
Yep. We'll call her Miss T.
Okay.
Okay, her son went for Halloween as an amber leaf box.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think I'm looking at it right now. With smoking kills written on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He always tells him stuff to say to his mom to get her wound up.
Oh, okay. Huh. Oh God, that's so bad. Well, I see he's posted like the poster for the Avengers with people's faces stuck onto it. And like, yeah.
What's his face?
I don't know. But I think he's Thor. But like Rory O'Neill is Iron Man and Joe Tinney is the Hulk. But it's so bad. And like, I've done one of those myself when I was like 7 years old, when I was like 14, and it was much better than that. But anyway.
I think the point is that it's bad. Like, they're not supposed to be good.
Yeah.
Because if they're good, you look like you're trying really hard for them.
He made the Hulk's face green at least, so that was some effort. But I think my Shrek tour yesterday was absolute genius.
That was pretty good.
Hmm?
How far have you been stalking him?
Oh no, only back like three. I'm not friends with him, so I'm only seeing public stuff. So that's like, it was like number three.
Alright.
But no, my Schrechter, if people haven't seen, they should look it up. I put Shrek's face on James Bond. But the best part of it, by far, was that donkey's face is in the background and it's like the skull. It's very clever. It took me about an hour to do. It's a lot more complex than it may look. I'm very proud of it. Probably shouldn't be.
No. No.
If it takes an hour to do, it means it's really hard. It's like, you can do such easy stuff in minutes.
But no, getting the donkey's face exactly the same color as the skull on the Spectre poster was a lot of effort. That was the hard part.
No. I don't know what you could have done. Being honest, I wouldn't know how to do it myself.
Yeah. It's time now for one of my favorite segments on the show, This Week in JL Show History. This week in 2012.
Are we actually in a show right now?
Hmm?
Do you not know that?
No.
I was asking if I could say the teacher's name.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, right.
Out when I say the teacher's name.
This week in 2012, we had episode 29 of what was then known as the Jimmy and Luke Show. Episode 29, titled Switched Off, where the terrestrial TV was being switched off that day. Does everybody remember when the digital switchover happened?
It was a really exciting day.
They turned off analog TV. They pressed a big button. It was really exciting. So this episode was that day. I was very excited about it. And that was the whole episode. Wow. Exciting.
Why would you be excited about that?
Because it was cool. It was like a revolutionary change in how we receive television in this country. It was exciting. It was an exciting day. Also this week in 2012, we had our first ever Halloween episode, episode 30, titled Be Afraid, Be a Little Bettine Afraid. Jimmy, Luke, Key, and Michael, Johnny, Dean, and the rest present a Halloween spectacular jam-packed with silence, Luke getting scared by harmless but intimidating youths, and the scariest thing in the world, the Mitt Romney, Paul Ryan 2012 election campaign. Yay! Fun fact about the Mitt Romney.
President, but can you imagine what would have happened if Mitt Romney was president?
I mean, I don't know. I don't think it would. Mitt Romney's like... He's not the worst. He's not a Nazi. His only real thing is with tax plans. He's
not quite, no.
I mean, Mitt Romney's like said some like pro-choice things in the past. He's not that far right, but I don't trust him. But a fun fact about the Ryan Romney campaign: yesterday, Paul Ryan was elected Speaker of the House, so he's third in line to be president now.
Great. Well,
if the president and the vice president both die, Paul Ryan is president of the United States. That's a scary thought. Really scary.
Kanye for Prez 2020.
That'd be amazing.
No. It'd be so bad.
Only be funny for like 2 days, and then nobody would be laughing anymore.
Yeah. Like, but that 2 days would be so funny.
Every school in the country has to just have Yeezy clothes as their school uniform.
Oh, Jesus. Then, this week in 2013, we had our Halloween episode titled, it was episode 73, and it was titled The A to Z of Scary Things. Jimmy, Luke, Dean, and Kian present a very special Halloween edition of the show where they reveal the 26 most terrifying things in the world. That actually sounds really good. I don't know if I have a copy of that.
What was it?
That sounds like it was our 2013 Halloween episode, which was the A to Z of Scary Things, where I listed an A to Z of Scary Things. That sounds really good. I want to go back and listen to that.
Was there any spooky skeletons, though?
I'm pretty sure there were spooky skeletons. This week in 2014, then, we had... Oh, this sounds rubbish. Luke and Owen host a special Halloween live episode... Ebola Czar, Interstellar got some bad reviews. That sounds like a terrible episode. Okay.
Who would review Interstellar poorly?
A lot of people did. It's got a pretty bad score on Rotten Tomatoes. It's got like 70%. It's got 71.
It's just like Reddit. Just everyone on Reddit loves it.
I'm going to read you some bad reviews. I'll read you some quotes from bad reviews of Interstellar. And there's 84 of them. 84 bad reviews. This is a film rife with mistakes that even a rookie director wouldn't make. How this ended up being made by Nolan blows my mind. Twice as long as Gravity and half as good. There are many words to describe Interstellar. Entertaining isn't one of them. Ultimately... Interstellar shoots for the stars but barely gets past the soundstage. Mostly, Interstellar is super dull and super annoying and super dumb because it posits itself as a film of many big ideas where it doesn't possess a single decent one. To this point, I've enjoyed many of Nolan's films, but Interstellar's script is terribly inconsistent. It's frustrating because there's so much to look at, so much money well spent, but Interstellar wears out its audience long before it ends. Nearly 3 hours, the film piles on the twists, wonky physics, heartfelt speeches, and pseudoscience. One that is more coldly curious about all that lies beyond human perception. Interstellar is beautiful, dazzling, and astonishingly loud, but alas, it remains something of a mess at the level of the script. Well, that's just a few. I mean, they're not bad.
That sounds like your favorite movie.
Interstellar is not my favorite movie.
It was.
No, it was like it was my number one film of last year, but that was being generous. No, it's got a lot of problems.
And you still hate it?
I don't hate it in the slightest.
It sounded like you hate it.
But I didn't say any of those things.
Who did?
Other people.
Like, most of the science is Neil deGrasse Tyson approved, though.
Oh, yeah, the science is pretty...
So, like, that one stuff about the science is just not...
Yeah.
Except for, like, black hole stuff, obviously.
Yeah.
Probably not what happened. Mm. We don't know.
No, I didn't say any of that stuff about Interstellar. I said nice things about Interstellar. What did I say? Even with its many flaws and visible... I wrote this a year ago, so forgive my terrible writing. It's probably great, but anyway. Even with its many flaws and visible poor filmmaking decisions, Interstellar succeeds eventually in being an incredibly moving, thought-provoking arthouse blockbuster crossover. It's imagined as 2001, its space odyssey are at times embarrassingly obvious, but Nolan has made what Kubrick failed to do with his 1968 masterpiece, a human film. I, along with others I saw the film with, thought deeply about our own relationships with our parents and children, past, present, and future, after experiencing Cooper and Murph's spellbinding, heartbreaking story. Interstellar's heroes transcend time and space. Nolan has transcended the cinema screen once more and reached out, grasping the hand of the audience and taking us on a truly magical journey. Watch their next adventure be... Oh, that is so twee. Jesus Christ. Well, anyway. 5 stars I gave it. 5 stars. So there you go.
Out of how many stars, though?
Out of 5.
Was it 6 stars?
Hmm?
Are you one of the 6-star guys?
6-star? No, I'm a 5-star man. I'm a 5-star man.
The classic 5 stars.
I don't give many 5 stars, though. I have only given probably 3 or 4 films 5 stars in the last year.
I prefer the Farid-Hassan method of out of 10.
Oh, I got a 10.
Oh,
so
how did you get a 10?
I saw that, who was it who gave him a 0? Matt Bartley gave him Farid a 0.
That's because he dropped him down from 10 to 4.
The thing is, like, I want to get a rating off him, but he lives on my street, and it would be really uncomfortable if he did, because right now we're just kind of on a, like, name basis, and I don't want to...
I've talked to him one time in person where me and DJ followed him into the bathroom and just watched him pee.
Dara, did you see his review of Roisin?
Yeah.
He was just, who the f*** are you?
He had already sent her a request. I told her to add him, and then he's like, oh, he already added me.
Well...
Yay!
I told some of the girls from Giacomo's the story about very, like... I'm pretty sure one of them added him.
He's so weird. I owe him a euro.
It really sounds, but, like, he just does not get Facebook.
I made a bet, some wrestling bet with him. He's convinced I know everything about wrestling.
But maybe it's all of us that don't get Facebook. Maybe he really understands its true meaning. I mean, it was originally called, like, you know, rate the face or whatever, and you were supposed to be, like, it was kind of a Tinder sort of rating service.
So it was that was just the guy who made it. Yeah, that's just Mark Zuckerberg's other website. It has nothing to do with Facebook.
Well, it was, wasn't it?
No, he made that. Just
then he made Facebook as well. Yeah, okay, I don't know. I've seen
different.
The film like 6 times. I keep forgetting the fucking plot. But no, I think Fareed understands it more than any of us. I think he's breaking new ground and he's making Facebook. He's bringing it back to its roots into the website it truly is supposed to be.
He's rating people out of 10.
That's my defense. I'm going to start rating people too.
Yeah, Dara, we can just do it one day. Do it on the David
Rob day. I'm going to do it right now. I'm going to keep the privacy setting pretty low, so I'll just do it to, like...
See, that's the problem. Like, if I do one out of 10, then, like, loads of people are going to... Like, people I don't really like are going to do it, and I don't want to have to interact with them.
Hey, Obi.
Oh, God.
All right, I've just posted, like, for a raid, everybody, so...
Out of what? Is it 5 stars? Is it out of 10 or?
It'll be out of five.
Out of 5? Did you say that?
No, I didn't. But I will when I post.
Then people are going to think you're doing it out of 5.
All right, I'll say out of 5. I'll say like for a rate.
Lucy, what you should just do is
that's too vague, though.
There we go.
Just say the number. Do not say like anything about the rating system.
Oh yeah, I will. Like, I've set out of 5 stars now in this post, but I'll just go 1 to 5. Yeah.
You can just edit it.
Yeah, I did.
Hello.
week.
All right, we'll give.
Or you can post a link in the podcast to tell them to find out the rating system. They have to watch the whole thing.
Sounds like a good idea. I have to post a rating for Dara anyway. So, anyway, Dobie, how are you getting on? How's your day?
I don't know if my mic is working. Is it?
We all hear you, so I hope so.
No, that's surprising.
Okay, rating.
Stop trying to be me with your not working microphone, man.
Wait a minute. Johannes, you're not Shane.
I am.
Well, he'd pass for him. If you squint your eyes like this, you might think he's Shane.
You know, I don't think it's the glasses that makes him look like. It's the forehead.
Yeah, it's his hair. There's a lot of things about him. No, the glasses are just one of. They do have identical glasses, though, but the forehead's the same. A couple of months ago, there was a point when they had the same haircut. I think it's a bit different now, but they did look the same at one point. Yeah.
Chin here.
Okay.
So, Owen, tell us. Tell us some Halloween stories from your childhood.
Lucien?
Yes.
Guys, I'm playing the game Agario because I'm bored, and I just encountered a guy with the name hashtag Dark Vador.
Really?
Yeah, Lucien, did you actually make that did you get the t-shirt?
What?
I got it, yeah. I'll go find it now.
What's the joke behind it?
Give me 30 seconds, and I'll go.
You made the t-shirt, but Dark Vador was like... It's what.
Talk for 30 seconds. For 30 seconds. I'm going to find the shirt.
Okay, guys, let's talk more behind his back.
So, do you guys like...
He has such long hair. Oh, my God.
So long.
What's wrong with him?
Look at all
his stuff. He's actually falling off. That's really, that's why I just want people to like. I mean, look, that's why it's just falling off. It's disgusting.
That's not what hair does like.
What? No, but his is like more dead than hair should be like. you can have the.
Oh man, I love Lucien and everything about him.
He's
here.
Here we go.
What's the joke behind it?
I don't. So, in the French book, in our French book, there's a comprehension about. Star Wars and Lord of the Rings, basically, and they say Star Wars, featuring the beloved character, the villain, the evil villain, Dark Vador, and then it says the hero of the Hobbit is the Hobbit known as
Sacquin Baggins or
Bilbo Sacquet.
Bilbo Sacquet.
Dark Vador is literally the French for Darth Vader.
That's what they call him in France, but, I mean, there's no logic behind it, really.
Yeah, why would you bother changing the names?
Exactly. Darth Vader is just made-up word. It's just
The only reason I can think of for changing names if they're, like, unpronounceable, like, if you can't say them.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the French people could say Darth Vader. I mean, shouldn't be that hard.
Have you seen that movie? Like,
wait, why are we doing a hangout?
Oh, because it's Halloween, and we have to do a Halloween episode of The Jail Show, which you're currently on.
Halloween for, like, another 5 hours.
Yeah, who cares? Halloween tomorrow sucks, so we're doing the pod now.
Lucien, what are you going as?
Kylo Ren, obviously.
I'm going as Dracula again this year.
What does going entail?
Trick-or-treating.
Are you actually going trick-or-treating?
No!
No, because if you do, I'd go with you, like. I want to go.
No, I'm not doing that.
Oh,
come on. I do want to go out and see everyone dressed up, though.
Well, let's go trick-or-treating for, like, 20 minutes.
No, we're not doing that.
I'll do Kylo Ren, and you can do Ebola Czar.
Okay, the only way I can see this working is if we go around and you pretend to be autistic or something.
No, that wouldn't work at all. Owen, what do you mean by pretend?
Just kind of run around a bit.
So when they put sweets into your bag, you start crying because it's not enough, and I say, please, just give him more, it'll calm him down. And sure, I don't like it.
He'll be scamming everybody.
For sweets, Lucien.
I've just posted a ton of ratings for people, so I'm going to be getting some hate mail now.
So wait, why are we doing a hangout, actually?
Because it's the Halloween episode of the JL show, Owen, and I've just said it to you.
Yeah, but you know my memory. Dara, are you using your... Dara, are you using your phone?
No.
No. Thomas Solo.
Okay, because no, I'm using my... Wait, are you using a laptop?
Oh, for the... Yeah.
Yeah, because he's in HD. He's the only person here in HD. I think I might be, but no, I'm not.
Why not in HD?
Well, at the moment, you're moving at, like, 2 frames a second, so...
Me?
Yeah, well, no, I just downloaded the Hangouts.
That's because I'm in studio mode for good audio, like, so...
No, I don't believe that for a second.
Okay.
Well, no, I only download the iOS app now, and I don't really know how to use it. It's actually quite simple, but I don't know how to use it yet.
Okay.
And that's why I switched camera, actually.
Johannes.
Are you ready to answer my question?
What?
Ready?
Just ask me the question. You keep saying Dara.
Would you go trick or treating in South Hill tomorrow?
Nearly would. Are there any
remember
social
these unfunny people?
Oh, what? You'd rather what?
What?
Is that Killian? Yeah, Killian's here.
Oh no.
Dara, what would you rather do?
Hey, Killian.
Is there any house parties or anything?
I don't think so.
Take this terrible conversation elsewhere.
No.
Right.
You
like
want
everyone
to listen to this and then invite us to a house party.
God.
We should just like keep trick-or-treating at Katie's house.
Yes.
Ah, yeah.
Get Robert.
No, kidding. I don't like your hostileness here right now.
Hostility.
Oh. Oh. We're so on par with words.
Yeah.
Oh, look.
We're twins.
Hostile.
You know, I know. Killian. I know Lucian's good at English, but Killian is yet to prove that he is good.
Shut up.
He is very good at English, and neither have you. You haven't proved shit.
What? So why would I bother?
Because you know what, Owen? You know what, Owen?
Proven!
It's proven!
Yeah!
It's proven, you fool!
I just said that. I said that for you.
Wait, what did you say?
You have yet to prove that you're good at English. Oh, the irony is brilliant.
Alright.
I said proven before Lucy.
The ironicness is brilliant.
The irony. I win.
I still don't understand. Did you guys think I said proof? Or prove?
You said proven. I'm giving out a ton of ratings right now. This is getting exciting.
So wait, what did I say?
Lucy's loving the time.
What am I going to give? What do I give Andrew now? I'm not sure what to give him.
Well, we're all going to... Which
oh, no, give him a zero. Give him a zero, just because
no,
he's three.
Well, I gave Giacomo a zero, so...
How can
he
give Giacomo a zero?
Because he was an asshole when we met him last week. He was being a dick, so I'm giving him a zero.
He was being a dick,
and he's dull as fuck.
He was being such a dick. He basically like came up to us and then like stole Julia from us and swung around and left.
Is her name Julia?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
No.
Please.
No.
She never admitted. She never admitted, but it was on a forum once. She posted on Instagram a forum, and it was up in the corner and said Julia.
Wait, what, who? Oh.
I won't give Andrew a five. I'll give him a four.
Wait, Lucian, wait. What's this?
Oh, you're all talking at once. God. Who's making who's making the slapping noise?
Dara.
Huh? I'm doing it.
Because whoever's making the slapping noise is getting turned... Because I'm adjusting all your volumes right now, and that person's getting turned down.
Oh, well, look at
him. Okay.
Questions. Who would like to ask a question?
I still don't understand what I did wrong. Okay,
you said proved, you fool.
I said you are yet to prove me. We'll find out anyway when the video is released.
Yes, we will.
I think he's right. We still corrected you, so fuck you.
Yeah, so you basically corrected something, a mistake I did not make, is it?
Yes.
But it's not.
Lucy, what's this you're rating people? What's that?
Okay, so I'm giving ratings out of five, like Fareed Hassan does.
Like who?
Fareed.
Fareed.
What is this?
Lucien, why are you in two? You're in two different accounts. That's kind of annoying me.
Lucien, explain me this now.
That's my thing.
Lucien, get off those accounts.
Okay.
Lucien, explain this to me.
Okay, so Fareed does his ratings out of 10 for everybody, yeah?
Oh, are you doing status?
I'm doing ratings out of 5 for anyone who wants.
Oh, me, do me.
Well, you have to like it first.
I better get a 5.
This is a light horror.
If I don't get a 5, I'll be mad.
You're definitely not going to get a 5.
No way you're getting a 5, Dovey.
You're going to get a 3.
Wait, no way, or I have.
What if Daniken likes it?
Oh my god, I can hear that horrible Virgin Media ad coming from Dara's TV. It's coming from my TV too.
New PC is
what am I gonna get?
And a whole host of new magical things will soon be here. And then the creepy fucker with the beard like waves out the window. Yeah, I know who he is. This is a horrible ad. Oh, I hate it.
New PC.
So wait, what
he's,
am
like,
I gonna
pretend,
get?
He's pretending to sound like Ian McKellen. It's so stupid. Okay, oh, we got Richard and Johannes and Shane all looking for rates now, and Killian. Oh, wow. All right, well, I know what Shane's getting.
What did you give Jake?
I don't know what I gave Jake, like a 3 or a 4? Probably a 3. I'm giving Shane a 5.
You have to give an honest one to me.
Okay, Johannes, I'll give him a 3.
Johannes.
Wow, that's cruel.
I want my 5.
Look, Fareed gave you a 10 today, Johannes, so you're kind of balanced well.
Yeah.
How did you get that?
Let me give Richard
a 2. I don't know. Like, he gave me an 8 the last time he did it, and I have not talked to him since. And then he gives me a 10
out of 13.
I think I shoved him at one point in the corridors.
There is no Peter, only Zool.
Oh, I love how you gave him a 0. That's funny.
I really hope Fareed likes your post.
Oh, I really hope he does. No, he's out of the privacy settings, actually.
Why are you not friends with him?
No, I am friends with him. I am friends with him, but I only shared that post with my like one of my subcategories of friends.
I deserve a 5.
I'll give Killian. Oh no, I'll go.
I expect
give Dobie
a 5.
What am I gonna give Dobie now?
Sure. I'm actually worthy of a 4.
Because like honestly, I'll give you a 3, but I kind of want to give you a 4.
No, yeah, I'm not getting a 4 if he's getting a 4. If he's getting a 4, I'm getting a 5 or
6. I got shenanigans on this, guys.
I love how personally Killian is taking this.
Hmm.
If Owen gets a 4, I'm getting a 5.
What do I get? What do I get? I got it here. I got a post on my timeline. What do you say? 4! Yes!
Fuck you.
Take that, Killian.
Fuck you, Killian.
Well, why am I only getting a 4?
I give Killian like a 3 now. Killian better get a 3.
Richard says you can't be serious.
I
gave Richard a 2.
Yeah, he deserves a 2.
He's happy with a 2.
He should be happy with
that. With the ratings.
If you're not happy...
What? You gave him a 4 as well?
Yeah, I should be getting a 5.
No, if I was getting a 5, I'm getting a 5.
What kind of conversation do you have with Lucien? Probably bad ones.
Ooh,
what do we talk about?
Unintelligent.
We spend hours talking sometimes. What do we talk
I know.
About?
I have no idea.
It's mainly like dirty dogs. That's kind of it.
I'd say Andrew's happy with his 4, to be honest.
25 people have died as a result of these faulty switches.
These faulty switches. Okay, I'm up in the privacy settings now, so... Okay, does anyone want a sneak peek behind the scenes at my Facebook privacy settings? It's actually fascinating.
I already saw it, yeah, I saw it.
So I have these subgroups of friends that I share things to. So these are the groups. We've got friends, then we've got podcast fans, which has probably 45 people. That's a pretty big group. That's where I share most
friends?
Things to. Then friends is everybody. Then we've got close friends, right? So close friends has 17 people. And close friends has Keen Siggins, Kieran Scully, DJ Henley, Dara Clifford, David Robb, Dobie Doberman, Johnny Dober,
yes.
Killian Byrne, Phil
yes.
Grindelow, Shane Kelly, Terrence Fletcher, John Ugwu. Yeah, that's pretty small. And then we've
okay,
got
so the...
Why's David
Johannes? Wrong? Johannes is not on that list.
Ooh.
Why is David on that list?
I don't know. It was like TY people, and then I deleted some people from it.
Okay, so the title of this episode has to do with whether or not I said prove a proof.
That's not going to be the title of the episode. It'll be something much wittier than that. Anyway,
that means I have to go through the entire episode to find out whether I was wrong or right.
So some other.
He said proof.
It should be called proved Dobby wrote instead of murder. Yeah.
So some other subgroups I have. I have one called primary school / other miserable people, and these are ones that I exclude. So I'll post friends excluding this group, and this is one of the ones I exclude is primary school / other miserable people. That has 22 people on it. That's a lot of people. I'm not telling you the exclusion groups. Then we have another group which is just called exclusions. That group has 48 people on it. That's a big group, and they don't get to see any of my stuff. Then we have a group called non-school. These are people who are not in Colossia Enda. That is 29 people on it, because that was when I was doing student council stuff, so I excluded those people. And then we have a group called women, which has 7 people on it. I'm never going to reveal those people's names. And those are women who I do not want seeing certain things that I never use that anymore.
You only want them seeing certain things.
I don't think I've ever posted anything to just that group of people, but you know, it would work, I guess. So yeah, those are some of my.
I just saw
your post on Giacomo's timeline.
Yeah.
Shane posted in the private chat group.
Friends. Don't share with exclusions.
Double
women, primary school, other.
Fuck the world.
You know, I bet you just put up the picture of the topless picture of you in the women.
Yes, I definitely did.
See, he's pretending like he's admitting it as a joke, but he's serious.
Wait, what? What? What's this?
What?
What are you talking about?
Uh-oh. Oh, God, guys. You know who just sent me a private message?
Who?
Fareed.
No way. Read it out.
Oh, shit. He just says, can I ask you a question?
It's about a girl. He sends this to everyone.
He's gonna... Are you sure?
Yeah.
I feel like this is in direct reference to... No, wait, what? What? But he can't see that I posted that thing just now about the ratings. So what's he talking about?
Why?
Oh, maybe he can, because it's on people's timelines, maybe.
Yeah, this kid used to live in my estate.
He still does, because he lives, like, right... Because he lives near me, because he's always walking past my house, so he must live near you, too.
I remember his brother was, like, super good at football.
Shut up, Owen.
Oh, I hope Barra Convery asked me for a rating.
He sat at our table at Garrett's.
Okay, I'm going to give him I'm so giving him a zero if he asks.
This is what it's going to be. I like this girl, and I don't know if she likes me back. But she was laughing at me when I reached to someone's sentences.
Oh, Jesus. I
really
don't want to answer that question. Okay, I'm going to mark it. I'm going to leave it unread if he sends it to me now. Oh, Jason Heffernan asked for a rating. Okay.
I'd give him a 5.
I'm giving Jason a 5. He's like one of the nicest
people.
Jason's one of the nicest people I know. He gets a 5.
Yeah, I wouldn't be mad. I would actually give him a 5 as well.
There's only a certain kind of person who gets a 5. Like Shane and Jason and people who are really wonderful, kind-hearted people.
Then what's somebody get a 6? Because I got a 6.
Did you get a 6?
How did he? No, that's not fair. Dara does not get 6.
Wait, I didn't give Dara a 6. I gave Dara like a 4. Did I give you a 6?
Yeah, you gave me 6. Yeah, you gave me 6.
Oh, well, that was a joke.
No, it wasn't. It was
give me an 8 or 9, I rate.
Oshin Barker is looking for one. I don't know what to give him.
Give him 2.
I'll give him a 2. I don't know him well enough, but
he's an Anglo-Irish person, so no.
Yeah, he's Anglo-Irish, so I kind of want to give him a 1, but also he's pleasant, so I'll give him a 2.
He deserves a 1. No, he gets a 1.
Giving him a 2.
He's fluent in Irish, you know.
Is he?
I had an entire conversation, I'll explain it.
Oh, Jason's very happy with his 5.
Well, thanks, man.
He says, you, sir, are a great person.
Did Shane get a 5, he did?
Yeah, he did, yeah. Shane and Jason get a 5.
I have something for you all.
Killian, I have a book for you, Killian.
What is it?
I'm not telling you because the joke it'll only last about 30 seconds, so I have to be there in person so you can appreciate it and that it'll be like a true. I mean, although I could do it now and it would be on recording, but no, I'm giving it to you in person. It's a signed copy. And the fact that it's a signed copy, yet it cost me barely nothing, says a lot about the fame of the person who wrote it. Like
Harry Potter, the Bible.
What did you say, Killian?
Is it George Hook's erotica?
No, it's not. It's not anything by George Hook. Like it's an older joke than that. Like it's something we haven't discussed in quite a while, but that you will be very amused by when I give it to you. I know you will.
Has anyone seen John's new pro?
I have, yeah. Picture? Has anyone seen my new profile picture?
Is that the one with me in it?
Yeah.
Seen my new... I have the best suit of grads, by the way.
I would agree with that from looking at, from the outside in.
I don't know about the best. I mean, what you did at grads I thought was really nice when you left with Susie.
What I did at grads.
I mean, I heard that no one was allowed to leave until it was over, so how did you sneak out?
Yeah, only like five... Well, like, there's like five people out, like, smoking area.
Wait, Warren, what are you saying? What did I do?
When you left, remember?
Yeah, what about it?
Well, I thought it was nice.
What was nice?
That you just left. And then, you know, you and Susie just went off together.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was nice.
I find great solace in her company.
I thought that was nice, too. Great.
I thought it was...
Let's move on with our lives. but I heard that no one was allowed to leave until it was finished.
No.
But that
we
was
probably... We off, and I was like, oh, bye. And the guy was like, where are you going? I was like, going home.
Why didn't they want people leaving? Was it because they...
Yeah, I know.
Didn't they want people leaving? Was it because they thought there was going to be, like, loitering outside in Salt Hill, messing, drunking?
Like, I wasn't on the
instrument. Oh, I was going on the
killing. Killian, do you remember Randy?
Yeah, he's my favorite black person.
Yeah.
Really? Your favorite black person?
He tried to sneak in.
I know, I was talking to him after.
I think to celebrate talking about our favorite black people, we should now watch... Oh, episode 3 of KSI Diaries still isn't out. I'm getting really stressful.
Oh, damn.
They haven't been keeping up the regular schedule. It's really worrying.
I tried to put on English subtitles, but it didn't work.
Let's watch episode 2 right now. I'm going to play it on the big screen here on...
Please don't.
No, please don't.
I won't play the audio, but you can look at it.
Everyone shut up for a sec. Listen to this.
It's not the king of the mountaintop. I am the king of the mountaintop. Reign supreme over everyone in this school. I am the golden god of this place. I reign supreme. I.
Classic episode of
all. I mean, I based a whole song off of that, having no idea that it was plagiarized from a bad TV show. God.
It's fucking unreal. It's so funny.
All right, here we go. Episode 2, K-Side Diaries.
Oh, no.
Yes, it was wonderful.
No.
This.
Lucien, how do you get the computer to be showing just what's on the computer?
Well, right now I'm just screen sharing on Hangouts. You can do it too. Listen. So go over to the left of the Hangouts window, and there's a green sort of TV up the top with an arrow in it.
Oh, cool.
Lucien, listen to this and tell me it isn't funny, okay?
What?
Tell me this isn't funny, okay?
Okay.
Your daughter. Yeah. You know, safe, slow vehicle. It's a starter car. The starter car. That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Leash my fury upon you.
He's looking at my screen right now.
Thousand waves! Be gone, vile man! Be gone from me! A starter car! This car is a finisher car! A transporter of gods! The golden...
Leash, you're looking at my screen.
No, no one's looking at your screen.
Great. Look at my screen right now.
My screen is featured, so nobody can see your screen on the live stream.
Why can't I look at his screen?
Because I've made my screen big screen.
Well, I'll make mine big, quick.
I won't, because it's disgusting in the scene. I want it gone. I can see from the thumbnail.
Oh, God.
It's demeaning to women, and I want it removed.
I'm men.
What's going on?
Dara has put pornographic imagery into the thing, and I don't like it.
We'll have to delete
Lucien,
it now.
Do me a favor. Okay, Lucien, are you on YouTube?
Yes.
I'm on YouTube.
Okay, go on to search lens cap production.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Are you doing it?
I'm looking at it now, yeah.
Okay, have you clicked into the thing?
Into the channel?
Are you on the channel?
I am now, yeah. What do you want me to do?
Okay, you see the third last video, Mr.
I think
Animated.
I'm being set up for a joke, clearly. This one here?
Yeah, wait, no, don't play it. But you see the third last video. What's the name of the third last video?
Douglas Fur bloopers/extras.
No.
Oh, cool. That's so cool. I can see your screen.
Did you go into the account?
Yeah.
Okay, now what's his third last video?
Surely you can see it.
Douglas Fur bloopers/extras.
Third last. He means the second video.
That's Douglas. Douglas Fur trailer.
Wait, click back.
Okay.
Douglas Fur trailer.
Yeah.
Okay. Go into his videos there.
Yeah, I just did.
Yeah, sorry, I can't see it though. Anyway, it doesn't matter. But this guy killed all his family. That's not a joke. He actually killed all his
family. Great. I don't really care. That was not worth the effort.
Yeah.
Did he show him killing his family or what?
He actually did.
I love how every look if I go into subscriptions on YouTube, every single video is about like Islamic extremists.
Dara, one of his videos was called, this was only his last video, Mr. Anime is planning something. Obviously he was planning to kill his family. Like,
Who wants to hear all my subscriptions?
An insider in Lucy and Facebook.
Yeah, this is
cool. Anyone want to hear all my subscriptions?
Well, you're not going to find out who's on that women list anyway.
Very sad about me.
Dinner school.
I don't know. I can't remember. There's just 7 women on it. I honestly don't remember who they are.
Mm-hmm. Right. The stir has been stirred.
Did you ever get back to that Daniel guy, Daniel Keenan, or whatever his name was?
Keeley.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we had a conversation.
Oh, I'm so excited!
So, you actually responded to his message?
Oh, I did, yeah.
I'm not sure what to make of John's profile picture.
Did you see John hear a song?
You know what? Your man never sent me a message after he asked if he could ask me a question. He hasn't got back to me yet.
Listen,
well,
he's
you
waiting,
haven't got back to him.
Waiting for your answer.
You have to say, oh, what is it, man?
I just said, okay.
Oh, what the fuck is this?
Say, I want to show everybody a nice job I did for Callum last night as a special gift. Callum needed me to fix a photo for him where there was a white spot on his trousers. And I did the job in like 25 seconds. And I did it really fast. And I did it really well.
Hey, listen to the song. Are you ready?
This was the photo. This was the photo. Look. White blotch on his trousers right there.
Yeah.
And I, in 20 seconds, got rid of it.
Wow.
I'm a magician.
Whoa. Sorry, Gillian?
I'm not talking to you, bitch.
Oh, I think you said something.
Do you have the full... Do you have Adobe Photoshop?
I do, but I don't use
that
generally.
Oh, that's what I thought you said something. Sorry.
Listen. Oh, yeah, Adobe. Listen to this.
Oh, and Adobe.
Ready? Listen to this, okay?
I'm listening.
Keep listening. I'll show you, actually. I am a friend of Jesus.
He taught me how to live my life as it should be. He taught me how to turn my cheek when people laugh at me. I've had friends before, and I can tell you that he's one who will never leave you flat.
Hey! Jesus is a friend, and Jesus is my friend. Jesus is a friend, and I am a friend of Jesus. Alright, enough of that.
Oh, that was beautiful. That was lovely.
What would your house listen?
Right now?
Yep.
Do you want to?
I'll ask in a minute.
I mean, there's nothing for you to do.
Love for mom!
There's nothing for you to do, and, like, you couldn't stay more than, like, 35 minutes, but, I mean, if you really want
I'll
to.
I'll think about it.
If you really want to.
If I feel like it in 5 minutes, I'll ask you again.
I don't have any food or anything, so, I mean, you can if you want.
What are that? Oh, you didn't eat those Doritos, did you?
My mom ate them.
Oh, my God. Cow!
Killian, did you see I was showing off my shirt earlier on?
She just ate the bag, I'd say.
In live motion.
Let's look up David after dentist. Did you watch all those Family Guy videos?
I watch every one, yeah.
Oh, they're so funny.
Some of them are just...
Oh, the blind to Titanic
one. Oh, yeah. I posted that one.
If you don't know what I'm doing, I'm feeling my leg. Let's go on an adventure into my kitchen. And I'm mute you all.
We need to do all the new surprise, Killian, and cook us something crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Like I did last week.
Yeah.
Oh, that's such a bad joke. That's actually one of your worst jokes.
I don't think it is.
What? Aubergine surprise.
You know, aubergine surprise, I posted a comment about, like, solution for laughing, put surprise after food. I posted it on Yik Yak, and it's at -2 right now. But it's got 10 votes, which means that, like, 8 people voted it up.
Oh, yes, he's here.
Yes!
Oh, hey. Jesus wept.
I'm using my awful tablets.
Listen, do you like it, you see?
Callum, how has your life has changed? How has your life changed since coming face to face with Lucian?
Look, to be honest, I've been riding on a high in the last week. Mm-hmm. I just keep thinking of
that. I know. Same here.
Kill him.
I think you'd enjoy your hour of grad.
Oh, how? Fuck that. I'm so annoyed about that. I can't believe that happened.
Yeah, it sounds pretty bad.
Sure. And it's because someone broke a fucking hand dryer.
Well, they ripped it off the wall. They didn't just break it.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's like everything on the wall in the bathroom.
Are you trying to like?
What's happening right now?
Let me just get these jokes.
Like, the only person actually ripping it out of the wall is probably Krisher.
he's actually so strong, like, that's why. No, it was Oshin.
What?
It was Oshin.
What?
I just wrecked the place.
What the hell is this? Justin Theroux is not attractive.
Yes,
are we on?
Justin Theroux is possibly the most handsome man on earth.
Nope, that's me.
Yeah, we are live.
Look
at Justin Theroux. Look at him. Look at Justin Theroux.
I clicked on your picture, so I want to look at you.
What?
Oh, that guy's pretty hot.
I just heard somebody say IFTA award winning on TV. Who are they talking about?
Mrs. Brown.
It's on in the other room, so I'm going to go up.
Golden Mrs. Brown.
Mrs. Brown won the IFTA Lifetime Achievement Award last week.
The last year we won.
I think looking at Justin Theroux is making us all better people right now. What, Owen?
Lucy's house. I'm only going to be half an hour. What? Just by the church. Can Lucy come out and play? Yeah. Dad, can I
ask his mom? Yeah, I know. I made the same joke. I made that same joke.
Colin, who's framing you?
That's very unfunny.
Lucy, I'm coming over.
What?
I'm coming over.
Alright. Okay. I wonder what the atmosphere was like when they came into the room and saw that Owen had a giant picture of Justin Theroux in a tight shirt on his phone.
No, it's on my iPod. It's like still there, actually.
Look at him, he's so perfect. Look at his nose and his eyebrows and his dark eyes. I have never in my life been so attracted to another man.
Come on, this team. I mean, it's normal. I get it. You know, look at me.
Here, are you going to stand outside your state or what?
I will, yeah, no.
But
do you guys want to continue the show while I go meet Owen at the bottom of the street?
Yes, we don't care.
No. He doesn't need
to. It just means you have to talk for like 2 minutes while I'm out.
Oh, right,
are you going now?
I'll go out in a minute now. It'll take you a few minutes to get down. I'll come down now in 2 minutes. You'll see
me. That's ridiculous. What age is he?
He won't find it otherwise.
How many times has he been to your house?
Never.
Just get his mom to walk him down.
God, my house is such a mess, actually.
You have a lot of books.
My parents.
Oh, look, Soul Patch Liner is good.
I need to go find.
Oh, God! It's so bad.
It's so good.
It's the ugliest thing ever. I have no
cypherpunk. Hey guys, you want to see some porn on my screen?
I'm typing Ray 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 to YouTube.
Well?
See what comes up for Ray Ray. Rayman Legends, Devil 10. Ray, 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 Ray. God, I'm ruined.
Show me.
Wait.
Look at the black emoji of just a lion.
What?
What's the emoji next to Ray?
Oh, it's like a fucking...
It's this!
I know. Look at this. Luna Wada Ray Ray. I'm gonna take into the Rayman.
I don't know, Luna.
Luna Wada mess with that.
Oh, what the fuck? He's Polish. Luna Wada Ray Ray. Oh, what the fuck? Oh, please start Ray. Oh, not bad. What the fuck is this? This is so bad.
It's terribly dinner. Julian. Oh, why is Susie in Poland?
She's in Italy, you fool.
Why is she in Poland?
No.
Why is she from Poland?
Look!
So, okay, country.
Read this. Have you seen this?
Googie Googie Love Bombers. The Bomber.
Gwee Gwee.
Gwee Gwee Love.
I live in Man.
Killian, look at me. Look at this. You ready?
Whoa. I can't see anything.
Look at me.
Look at somebody. I can't see anything. Oh, wait.
That's awful. You look Polish.
Oh, that's funny. Look, I'm watching Casey on and Gwee Gwee funny moments. Okay, no more. Somebody. Help that man. Somebody stop that man in Star Wars Battlefront 2.
That doesn't exist. That video.
It does right here.
Kevin Bacon wasn't in Footloose. I can never say Footloose. Footloose.
Hey, somebody stop that guy.
Yeah, again. Look who's here, it's Owen Dovey.
What a dull person.
Oh, you're around with this. Anyway, excuse all of the horrible shit.
Oh my god! Oh my god!
Don't touch them.
Into the kitchen.
Won't come, so show me where you fit.